where to live next year. Spencer Properties own all the homes they let out and work closely with the Knowledge Project to promote safe, reliable housing for student and professional communities.
Visit spencer-properties.co.uk for more information and follow at Spencer Prop on Twitter for all their latest listings.
Spencer Properties, the number one provider of quality accommodation in Leeds.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
You might think you've peeped the scene. You haven't. The real one's far too mean. The watered-down one, the one you know, was made up centuries ago. They made it sound all whack and corny. Yes, it's awful, blasted, boring. Twisted fiction, sick addiction. We'll gather round, children, zap it, listen.
Can we get much higher?
So high.
Student Radio. This is What Jon Snow Doesn't Know. I'm Joe Scott.
And I'm Paddy Keane.
Paddy Keane's joined us this week.
I'm back. The return of the king.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling a bit tender?
Oh, yeah. It's all very new to me now. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest.
Well, it's like a first show.
It is, really, yeah.
Well, I'll lead you through it, don't worry.
Oh, thanks,
well,
Joe.
Well, firstly, I believe you do have an apology to make.
I do. This is for the fans and for Joe T. My apology for not being here last week, which was completely self-inflicted, if we're being honest, although Joe did have some part to play.
A very minimal part to play.
But in the spirit of reconciliation and the spirit of the show, here's our first song, and it is Let It Go.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no role, no rules for me.
Here I stay. Let the show.
That was Let It Go, Paddy's public apology to everyone for his disgraceful display last week.
Yeah, there are rumours circulating back to the studio that we might be audible during the songs. So if anyone wants to tweet in and let us know if that is the case, that would be grand.
Yeah, give us a review on our singing.
Yeah.
Because we did. We let it go.
We really did. Anyway, okay. So... first section, TV and film.
So, Paddy, what have you been watching?
Well, I have binge-watched American Horror Story this week in an effort to catch up because I do like it and I'm really behind with it. So, I think I'm up to date with it now. Basically, it was the Halloween two-part special, which is like a feature of every series. It was good. It was very theatrical, very arty. Was it scary? Short answer, just no. Like, a bit underwhelmed by that, to be honest. It was quite cool. Like, the concepts, it's set in a circus for anyone who doesn't watch it, and there's a killer clown on the loose. And it was quite good. There's a cool supernatural kind of element to it. Some ghost turned up with a bit of an axe to grind, but I don't know. Like, for something that is called American Horror Story, a Halloween special, like, you expect to be at least a little scared, and like, I just wasn't really.
Maybe you're too hard for it.
Now. Yeah, like after the Babadook, nothing phases me anymore.
But we'll talk about the Babadook.
We will.
A little bit.
If anyone actually watches it, I think everyone will agree that it's still not topping season two. Two seasons odd, which is like gutting, really. But you know, it's okay. It was all right. Like, I'd still recommend it to people. It's definitely very different. So, yeah, that was my TV experience of the week. I've had a very busy week. So, did you watch anything, Geoffrey?
Well, I haven't really been watching anything because, like your good self, it's been a very busy time for me as well. So, So I'm just going to talk about something a TV show that I really, really like,
yes.
And I've managed not to talk about. Yet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about Community, which is my favourite, probably, current TV programme. And it's an American sitcom. It's set in a community college at where disgraced lawyer Jeff Winger has to go and get his bachelor's in law because he cheated on the bar and no one realised. And it's just so, so funny. It's so funny, and it's in its sixth season. But the weird thing about Community is it's always been on the edge of being cancelled.
Like,
it's got a really devoted fan base, but it's just not enough to keep it from being constantly under the threat of being cancelled by the network. And it actually did get cancelled after the fifth season.
Oh, no.
But such is the support that it actually got taken up by Netflix-esque website Yahoo Screen. I've never heard of it. So
no.
There is going to be a sixth season for the hashtag sixth season and a movie.
Okay.
Destiny. But yeah, it's so funny. I mean, you're a convert of mine.
Yeah, I've been
Community.
Indoctrinated by you. Is Childish Gambino still in it?
No, he has left. There's no more Troy and Ovid in the morning. Which, yeah, that is they have missed out. But they did have Mike from Breaking Bad in it last season.
Mike
from Breaking Bad.
What a catch.
But yeah, it's just so funny. And anyone should give it a try, just for the dean.
Yeah, especially if you're at uni, which all of you are.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from our parents. Who hopefully are listening.
Hey, Mum and Dad. Well, just Mum. Dad doesn't listen.
No.
No.
You are down. Okay, so we both went to see The Babadook.
We did.
What
a film.
Yeah, what a film indeed. Quite hyped up. A bit of a Halloween-like horror release.
Yeah, it's an Australian independent film, so it's not a big blockbuster. It's not trying to rake in the money.
No, it's no Paranormal Activity.
No, and that's good.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Okay, so we saw it last Thursday.
At the light, at the slightly extortionate price of £7.50.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for it to come to the picture house, see it for £5.
Yes, absolutely.
But so the backstory of The Babadook is it's a single mother living with her six-year-old son, and the six-year-old son is... he believes in monsters and he can't sleep because he sees them all the time, and she's getting less and less sleep because he's keeping her up, and she starts to go a bit funny.
Yeah.
And one night she's trying to get him to sleep, so she reads him a book which he finds called Mr. Babadook.
Mm-hmm.
And the book itself is so cool. It's a pop-up book, and it gets really scary. And as she's reading it to him, she realizes that this is not normal. This isn't a real book. And he becomes terrified of the Babadook and begins to say he sees him.
Yeah.
And she doesn't believe him, but then she starts to see him as well. And it's like the kid is pretending, and then but at some point he realizes this isn't fun and games anymore. My mum is going insane. And it gets really intense because it's like it turns from being about the monster to being about a potentially abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And it gets really quite distressing.
Yeah, there's definitely, for a long time, and we won't say either way, but the question of whether the monster is real.
Yeah.
Is definitely hanging in the air. And like it starts with, like, you're like, well, surely it must be because everything's all happy families.
Yeah.
And then the mother's descent into just. Like insomnia,
yeah.
And insanity. It's such a stressful film to watch. Like I was so anxious. Like it was a hard watch.
It was, but it was a complete film as well. It wasn't like Paranormal Activity, where at the end, like
we're slating Paranormal Activity.
I know, but I don't like Paranormal Activity.
That's all right.
Well, it's quite scary, but as a film, it's got no like resolution.
No, yeah.
Whereas this does, and then you can kind of leave it. In the cinema, you don't go home and, well, you were terrified.
I had an incident with the Babadook.
Yeah, I had an incident with Babadook.
A late-night trauma.
Yeah, but I felt like... I mean, we went with our other friend, Sam, who says that he cannot handle horror films, but he did quite well, and I think that that's a testament to how well the film was made.
Yeah.
And how the horror was resolved, in a way.
I would definitely recommend it. It's the best horror film I've seen in years and years.
It's the best film I've seen at the cinema, probably, since... It's the most fun I've had at the cinema since, I don't know, maybe The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight, I was going to say The Dark Knight, yeah. The original Mandate.
The original Mandate, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree, yeah.
It was such a good film. And so anyway, we've been talking about that a bit too much.
Okay, but, so.
So, Warehouse Whistleblower.
Warehouse Whistleblower, okay.
Give us the story of what happened.
So, with a bit of a lack of my own memory, I did turn to the whistleblower a little later in the week for some... insight into last Wednesday, which has been affectionately termed the Big Bad Pre. Warehouse, if anyone went last Wednesday, it was ridiculous. Like it was classic Warehouse. It was a Warehouse that I haven't seen since like first year. It was on form. It was back. And the whistleblower has reliably informed us that things got pretty crazy. Various people were sighted behind the DJ booth, including a certain guest from Sheffield.
Mr. Tom Hughes Gooding.
Yeah, indeed. I'm not sure how long that stay lasted, because it was definitely unauthorised. But, yeah, it was a pretty wild night, according to the whistleblower.
Okay.
Drinks flying, literally. Yeah.
Well, it's appropriate that we mention Tom Hughes Gooding, because I believe it's his birthday today.
It is. It is. It certainly is. Tom is 20 today.
Tom is our friend from home, for those who don't know.
Yeah, and who now resides in Sheffield.
Studying medicine.
Yeah. What a big dog.
I know. What a lad. But, so, we wanted to say happy birthday to Tom, first of all. Happy birthday, Tom. And we also wanted to dedicate our next song to him.
Which is a bit of a tune.
And I don't actually know what it is. What is
it's called Runaway by Galantis.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Think I can fly, think I can fly when I'm with you. My arms are wide, catching fire as the wind blows. And then I'm rich enough for pride. I see a billion dollars in your eyes. Even if we're strangers till we die.
was Galantis with Runaway. Anyway, so the theme of the show, the heart of the show. Me and Joe go back a long way. We go back...
Too long,
if anything, yeah. But basically, we have always been friends, but have always had a horribly different taste in music. The clash is quite severe, and we are wondering why. So, this week, what album did you give me, Joe?
Well, I gave you quite a hard listen.
Yeah.
Because of... I think you needed... you needed some form of punishment. So, I gave you... Radiohead's OK Computer, which is a bit of a tricky listen. I didn't like it for a while, but it was released in 1997. It was Radiohead's, third album.
From my research, I agree.
Good. And it was the one which really made people take notice of them. There was the Bends in 1994 or 5, which was good but not great. But this was something else, and it really tapped into all. Every review of this album always says like pre-millennial angst. That is a key phrase, and it's just, it tapped into the stress of like computers becoming really prominent and the whole, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. Will computers take over the world? You know, that kind of attitude. And so Paddy found it quite a distressing listen.
Yeah, I did.
Quite stressful. That is the album, really. It is quite, you know,
intense.
It's full of angst and anxiety. But so anyway, that's what I told you to listen to, and I'm going to play a song that I like, which isn't that angsty. It's quite nice, but it's quite good. And I also want to dedicate this song to my friend Rebecca, who asked for a shout out. And so,
hey Rebecca,
hi Rebecca, and it's quite apt because last night Rebecca and I were meant to watch Lord of the Rings: Return of the King Extended Edition.
What a treat!
I know, what a treat! I was so up for it, but then she cancelled on me because apparently she had too much work.
Mortified.
And so, Rebecca, this one is for you, and it's by Radiohead, and it's called Let Down.
Just one more ways to try my best.
So that was Radiohead with Let Down from the album that I gave to Paddy. We're going to talk about, well, Paddy's going to talk about it in a second, but I believe we've had a live update.
We've had a live update fresh from the whistleblower. It's extremely exciting.
Hot off the press.
We worry about the whistleblower.
We do.
We really do. The whistleblower might be compromised. So, how to put it? The whistleblower took their role a little seriously and went all Flow Rider, is that how we're going to say it?
She went all Flow Rider.
All Flow Rider in the bathrooms of
with a
warehouse.
Friend. With a close friend.
I hope everyone understands the reference. the whistleblower is in jeopardy.
They
all anonymous here. They were expelled from the club. So I think hashtag pray for the whistleblower.
Pray for the whistleblower.
Let's get it trended.
Okay, so Paddy, Radiohead, what did you think?
Okay, Radiohead. This album was just... I mean, I'm having a hard week, Joe. You've made it harder. Like, it was... It really was something else. Like, I did a bit of reading around it before I listened to it, and there was comments flying around, like, best album ever. Like, incredible. I was having one day, so I gave it a listen. And it was just... It was really hard to listen to. It was frustrating. Like, the first time I listened to it, I just gave up halfway through. I couldn't do it. Could do it to myself, Joe. Words that I'm going to throw around, I'd say it was melancholy. In the extreme.
Not always a bad thing.
Always a bad thing, but, like, in the extreme. Like, it was hard work. Despondent. Like, it was pretty tough. Like, should we
using
run...
synonyms on Word. Melancholy, despondent.
They're actually quotes from critics, actually. Well, okay. But should we do a run through of the tracks?
Well, first, shall we play your song?
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I actually wanted to play. What was it called?
Is
it
Climbing Up the Walls?
No, Fitter, Happier.
Oh yeah,
like it was bizarre.
It is a bit bizarre.
Yeah, it was
I have
odd.
No defense of that.
And
one.
I thought, oh, I should throw it in. But I thought, no, I won't.
Keep it classy.
Yeah, keep it classy. So I went with Climbing Up the Walls because it was really strange, but like I think it did what it was trying to do, like, very well. And apparently it's influenced on his time in an asylum.
Well,
and,
not like
but not,
he,
it, not
he,
him
he
personally.
Wasn't sectioned.
No, but he visited one, yeah. And also met some serial killers, which I thought was an excellent nod to Serial Killer of the Week.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'm playing.
Okay, this is Climbing Up the Walls.
Thank you.
was Paddy's Choice from Radiohead's OK Computer that was climbing up the walls. So, okay, Paddy, what do you want to talk about the album?
What do I want to talk about? Okay, well, I think we can agree that that song is, like, pretty strange.
That is a strange song. I mean, the distortion on the voice.
Yeah.
But he is trying to evoke something very specific. Like,
yeah. So, yeah.
And you said you thought he succeeded.
Yeah, I want to talk. Succeeded. Yeah, fair. I want to talk about Paranoid Android.
Fair enough.
Which, like, it was just mental. Like, there was a part where it's just like, what on earth is going on? Like, I double-checked to see if, like, everything was okay on iTunes. I was like, what is this? Like, it gets so odd. Like, it just kind of descends into, like, madness. Like,
yeah, there are, like, three distinct, like, songs in there.
Yeah, like, I read somewhere that it was, like, I don't know, trying to evoke, like, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I thought it was a poor man's Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, but it's, like, a different... It's like a space age Bohemian Rhapsody. It's not trying to be the same kind of thing.
No, but big and epic and a bit convoluted.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think that they've pulled off something quite spectacular with Paranoid Android.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't think so. I mean, I'm not sure. It is one of the ones I don't really listen to that much.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But I do
going
kind of like
to it.
It,
unless to actually like critically examine it, <like. laughs>
take it apart.
Okay, what else do I want? Oh, yeah, I couldn't decide for a long time about which one I wanted to play, just because none was standing out.
Really?
Yeah, I thought like
they were all equally fantastic.
They were all equal. Fantastic, I don't know, like I read that it was meant to be listened to, they recommend that it's meant to be listened to as a whole album, which like, I completely agree. Like, I don't know if it works just dipping in and listening to one song. And like, I listened to it and I was like, what, how am I going to play a song that is representative of it for the listeners? Like, I just thought, I don't know, it was all... It's big and long, and the whole thing just stressed me out, and I was having a hard night as it was, and it was just, like, mental, really. Like, it was cold, I thought. It was a harsh listen.
It is a harsh, it's an abrasive listen.
Unforgiving. A cruel mistress to listen to.
It is, but I think it is more rewarding the more you listen to it. I mean...
I do agree.
It is, yeah, it is a struggle to...
The like, first four were like genuinely, like, really hard work, I'm not going to lie, but...
Well, even Exit Music for a Film, that's...
No, I did enjoy
pretty
that.
Pretty epic.
That was...
I like that one because it's like Muse's career in one song.
Yeah,
they just nicked that song and spun it out over, like, six albums.
No, I did think that, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I did like that, actually. But then, Let Down, by that point, I was just a bit like, yeah...
I need a break.
But by the end of it, I was like, okay, so what's the second half going to be like? Because the first half is like horrendously hard work. So we'll see what the second half gives. I quite like Karma Fleece. I like the lyrics; they were quite funny.
Yeah,
like Karma Fleece are going to get you basically. What else? Oh, how would you
electioneering?
Pronounce? Electioneering. Yeah. I don't know. Like
it was quite rocky.
Quite rocky. It was quite like fun to listen to, but like I don't know about the actual song. Like they were comparing themselves on tour to like a politician. Like I was just like, ooh.
Well, I think it was like at the same time as the election that Tony Blair won. It was that kind of. I think.
Yeah, a little bit like
it's born out of that.
Perhaps that. Delusions of grandeur, just a little bit. I was like, all right, like calm down.
Well, that's one interpretation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was like. Hard life, but anyway, yeah, Climbing the Walls, like I said, I liked. Lucky, by Lucky, I was just exhausted. I was done.
I like Lucky. Do you not like Lucky?
I felt it came too late in the album. I was physically and emotionally like ruined by that point. Like I was done with it. Mm. So I thought it was good, but I feel like as one listen, like it's pretty hard work.
Yeah, it is.
Like you'd once in a blue moon could you like face that album? Which seems to be the theme of the albums you're giving, really.
Well, according to you.
Yeah.
According to you, but in my opinion, I quite like them.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not going to say I didn't like it. It was an interesting first listen, for sure, as something I'd never listened to.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is, like, very new. But I don't think this is one of the ones that I'd come back to.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
That's fine. That's fine. I feel you've been punished enough.
Okay.
Okay. So tell us about, because Serial Killer of the Week has been axed.
Yeah, it has been axed. It was a little sinister.
It was a bit macabre.
Yeah. So we thought we'd move on to kind of urban myth slash mystery of the week.
Something interesting, but not in a, you know, a weird way.
Interesting with less consequences, perhaps. Yeah. So this one is for anyone who's ever stayed up until about 4 in the morning, like, trawling Google for, like, evidence on, like... Never done it? Oh, I've spent many a night on just, like, researching the Loch Ness Monster. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. But this is about megalodons, which is basically a huge prehistoric shark that basically kept the whale population in check and, like, they're considered extinct. However, there's, like, many interesting theories about it. Basically, in South Africa, there's lots of regular sightings of these huge sharks, like, far bigger than great whites, like, 30 metres is what we're talking. Like, they'd have hunted, like, the blue whale. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're considered to be quite regularly seen in that part of the world, whereas, like, in Europe, everyone's like, oh, they're gone, they're gone. But, obviously, their prey still exists. We know very little about the oceans. Like, I love it. Like, it's something I could talk about for ages. Like, it's so, like, kind of scary.
Yeah.
But, like, basically, so it's a prehistoric predator that many are believing is still out there.
Well, that's the first urban myth of the week. Is that an urban myth? It's not really urban,
Less
is it?
Less urban. I don't know, like, it's like monster of the week.
Monster. Okay. We'll find the pigeonhole for this new segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Paddy. And, okay, now taking us to the second half of the show. Well, it's a bit late, the second half of the show. Mm. We've had a bit of a rearrangement of segments, so we don't quite know where the first half ends now.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's John Grant with Black Belt.
You are at the height of your game, aren't you? Would you not say that you agree, baby? You got your grip all fine-tuned and sparkling. Yeah, you got your board look all worked out. You are all enlightened, nothing makes you frightened. You ain't got no time to waste on entry-level middle class. You are super silly, yes, pretty and ridiculous. You got really good taste, you know how to cut and paste. What you got is a black belt in BS, but you can't hawk your pretty wares up in here anymore. Hit your head on the playground at recess. Let you sketch your way out of this one reject. But you can't hawk your pretty wares up in here anymore. Hit your head on the playground at recess. Etch a sketch your way out of this one reject.
whistle black up and be best, but you can't hawk your girly wares up in here anymore. Hit your head on the playground at recess, let you sketch your way out of this one reject. What you got is a black up and be best, but you can't hawk your girly wares up in here anymore. Hit your head on the playground at recess, let you sketch your way out of this.
That was John Grant with Black Belt. And so, Paddy, we move on to what album did you recommend for me?
Okay, so given last week's discrepancies, I felt I owed you something you could get your teeth into. And I think it's something that's potentially on the agenda from the concept of the show. Like, I gave Joe Nicki Minaj's first album, Pink Friday, knowing that he'd enjoy it immensely.
Okay, and I did.
Quick
I really
background
did.
On Nicki. So this album was released in 2010, by which point she'd been trying to enter the scene for about 4 years. The album is her debut official album, featuring collaborations with Eminem, Rihanna, Kanye West. It's absolutely huge features to get in your debut album. By this point, she was already on her infamous 50k for a verse. Like, this was an extremely hyped up album. I think it 50K delivered.
50k for a verse, no album out.
Exactly. So her name was out there, but we were still waiting on an album. She released this. I think the point of this album, it's by a woman. A lot of it is about women, but I think the point of it is to dissociate gender from the genre she was trying to get into. Like, she refers to herself as male in a lot of it. She regularly, like, mixes male and female terminology. I think it's about her proving that she can do it in a way that, like, a woman perhaps hadn't in this genre before.
Well, to say that,
well,
discounts quite a lot.
It discounts a lot, but her commercial success is, like, certainly indisputable.
I mean, is that all you aspire to if you're Nicki Minaj?
Success. It's not what I aspire to, and no, I'm not sure it's what she aspires to, but, like, in the terms of, like, making massive money, this was the first time it had been done. So, like, obviously there's a lot of people in the past, but so I am going to play Moment for Life.
Okay, here it is.
But to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. My moment, I just feel so alive. Alive. Alive.
What I tell him, tell him, bow, bow, bow to me, drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Poppy Ortiz, doing target practice, all these thoughts the same in the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. I wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of ones, he ain't even. These be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Get me and Nicki Nick getting married today. And now you Debbie Hagen can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star.
blister on my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, this one for the books, man. I swear that this is fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is, cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I could have this moment for life.
That was Moment for Life featuring Drake. We've had to cut it a little short because we're running a bit low on time. But yeah, Joe, what did you think?
Well, okay, the common misconception in our friendship is probably that I've never liked Nicki Minaj. Mm. But the truth is, I actually have. I like Nicki Minaj, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, mm-hmm. her verse on Monster. I brought that to you.
I mean, she opens the show every week.
She does. That's Nicki's voice. But anyway, the point is that I like Nicki Minaj because, like on Monster, and on some parts of this album,
yeah.
she is actually very good. And she's, you know, she's very energetic and new, a definite new original voice.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, that's good. But then she started releasing songs like Pound the Alarm, uh-huh. Vavavoom, Starships, were really...
Let's keep on this album.
I know, I'm just saying that there was Nicki before this album, which I liked, and there's Nicki after this album that I really don't like. And,
okay.
And this album is the transition.
Yeah.
Because you see songs like Roman's Revenge with Eminem.
I think we'd have both played that.
Yeah.
If it wasn't pointless to play the clean version.
Yeah. But so Roman's Revenge is really good, and you hear the Nicki that I like,
mm-hmm.
and also Eminem, I like Eminem. And that's really good, but on other songs, she just loses her edge. And it's almost annoying to hear it, because she was a unique, original voice. And then she stopped being. I mean, you've got songs like Fly with Rihanna,
yeah.
which just has such a stock chorus from Rihanna. It's just like any song, any pop song, like this chorus was clearly like on a shelf. And Nick was like, all right, I'll have that. It doesn't even mean anything in terms of the song, but I'll have it anyway. And yeah. also, I mean, check it out. I mean, I hate Will I Am, and I hate Cheryl Cole. So that song,
Cheryl Cole, yeah, yeah.
I just stop making music, Will I Am. Just had stop it.
I'm gonna had I made it last week. I was gonna say he actually produced John Legend's album. You know,
I know. Keep in the production box.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do not.
No,
rap.
Like it's not my favorite song for sure.
But yeah, and Kanye West features, which normally makes my day.
Yeah.
But I mean, on this, he wasn't that good, I don't think. I mean, I do love Kanye, and he's better than her. And you said that she produced the album. He produced the album. But anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
The song I want to play, because it just sums up my argument for me, is Dear Old Nicki, because on it, Nicki basically says that she's sold out, and she has given up her originality for music. I mean, for money. And you can hear it. Listen to the song and you can hear it. So this is Dear Old Nicki.
Maybe you cry cause everybody asked me where you at. I tried to channel you in hopes that I could stare you back. But this like every intersection, we just missed each other. You got your fans waiting, tell me you ain't 6 feet under. And tell me that you coming back and you just took a break. Maybe I blamed you for everything, that was my mistake. In hindsight, I loved your rawness and I loved your edge. Cause it was you who taught me down from jumping off the ledge. Your earrings bamboo, your long nails too. Your BMW, every time you came through. You was the brave heart, you stole Wayne Hart. You never switched it up, you played the same part. But I needed to grow, and I needed to know. Well, there's some things inside of me that I needed to show. So I just deaded you, left you in all black. But dear old Nicki, please call you back. You told me you'd come. Yo, talented. I chase the glitz and glamour, money, fame, and power. Cause if so, that will forever go down my lamest hour. I should've kept you with me, getting at them nameless cowards. They was no match for you, couldn't defeat your prowess. I had to make them changes, I hope you understood. You see, for every bad, I did a ton of good. But you was underground, and I was mainstream. I live the life now that we would daydream. My only wish is you come enjoy it with me. Get on them conference calls, go meet the lawyers with me. The money came, yeah, tripled and quadrupled it. But I still miss us when we was just on some stupid ish. And it still helped the media. They ridiculed you, never believed in you. They just deaded you, left you in all black. But dear old Nikki, please call me. You told me you'd come.
That was Dear Old Nikki from Pink Friday, Nicki Minaj's debut album.
Yep.
And so, yeah, Sell Out. It's there.
I think that's too strong. I think it's very honest. I think she's admitting, she's saying that she's about to like move away from the genre, I think, and that she's going to experiment with other things, and she's admitting it, and she's not shying away from it.
Yeah, but the whole album it's just really dull. A lot of it is dull. And it's dull because she's trying to do pop. And she's...
Well, that would be under the assumption that like pop is dull.
A lot of pop is...
I don't think you could say that any of it is like generic. Apart from maybe Fly and Check It Out. But they're like...
Save Me.
You don't like Save Me?
No, that's generic. Last Chance.
I like Last Chance.
Your Love. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Kind of like a jam.
Yeah.
a finger clicker.
Not quite a thigh slapper, but...
Next best thing.
Yeah.
I liked I'm the Best, the first one. Thought some good disciplined rapping.
Yeah.
Keeping to the beat.
I think you do have to remember, like, because it is a debut, and, like, although we're familiar...
But she did have mixtapes.
Yeah, she did have mixtapes. But we're so familiar with, like, her kind of... Everyone's like knew what she was almost about, but she's still like very new and inexperienced at this point with the industry
in capital letters the industry,
from a like exploration into rap. The industry's a big deal, I think. I don't know, I think there's some really standout songs in it that are really, really good.
I think the standout songs are clearly the ones where she harks back to mixtape Nikki.
Yeah, but like from I think the point that she's trying to get at is that it wasn't working for her, so she has to try something different. I don't think we'd be talking about it if she was still that person.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
We will. So give us an overall summary.
Didn't like it. Wouldn't listen to it again.
Oh, just a disgusting behaviour. Okay, so we have very little time left, actually.
Can we sneak in the song?
We can't. We've got.
I don't think we can.
So, yeah. Everybody, thank you for listening. We're back on full strength, and we will be for the foreseeable future.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. There's a threat in the air.
Dirty looks flying across the studio.
Yeah, but we have been What Jon Snow Doesn't Know. I hope everyone enjoyed listening, and we will be back next Thursday, 12 to 1.
We will. Goodbye, everyone.
Play the adverts.
Turn the mic off, Paddy.
Sorry.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students
in Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
This is Danny Howard and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Need a DJ? Well, look no further. LSR provide the equipment and the music. Email info@lsrfm.com for more details.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Today on LSR.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
To you.
To you.
To you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at five.
This is The Beat in association with Amber Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
Happy birthday, Gollum. Celebrating it here in Fab Cafe was a great idea.
Yes, Samwise. I'm really enjoying the eclectic range of music and the sci-fi themed food. Look, Lord of the Onion Rings.
Yes, yes, the gift says, give some to us now.
But Gandalf hasn't arrived yet.
I say, it's not like Gandalf to be late.
The wizard is never late, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to. And look, Gollum, I bought you a double scotch.
Pippin, they do doubles here.
Yes, Merry, and they're only 2.50.
I'm getting one.
Stupid fat hobbit! Doesn't he know Fab Cafe is open every day of the week?
Estás escuchando
Leeds Student Radio.
A family-run business with over 40 years' experience in providing affordable and reliable accommodation.
Winners of the Leeds Landlord Award.
You should look no further than Spencer Properties when choosing where to live next year.
Spencer Properties own all the homes they let out and work closely with the Knowledge Project to promote safe, reliable housing for student and professional communities.
Visit spencer-properties.co.uk for more information and follow at @SpencerProp on Twitter for all their latest listings.
Spencer Properties, the number one provider of quality accommodation in Leeds.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is